AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A white police officer was charged with murder today after he allegedly shot and killed a black motorist during a traffic stop in South Carolina. A video showing the encounter captures the officer shooting the man in the back while he's running away. The mayor of North Charleston says the actions of patrolman Michael Slager are not representative of the entire police force.
I want you to remember, we've got 343 police officers in our department. This is a bad decision by one of those 343.
Walter Scott's family is about to hold a news conference at this hour. Lawyers for a man who was scheduled to be put to death last month told judges today in Alabama prosecutors for 20 years withheld grand jury testimony and police notes that could prove his innocence. A Utah prison inmate who was supposed to be paroled in less than 3 weeks is dead of an apparent heart attack related to renal failure after a dialysis provider didn't show up for a scheduled treatment for 2 days in a row. Voters in Chicago's first mayoral runoff sent a message today as they chose between Mayor Rahm Emanuel and his challenger, Cook County Commissioner Jesus Garcia. The winner needs to pay better attention to them. At the moment, Emanuel has a double-digit lead. Bad weather does not appear to have hampered municipal elections in Ferguson, Missouri, the scene of racial unrest after the police killing of an unarmed black man last summer. An air safety investigator says visibility may have been poor when a plane carrying 7 people home to Illinois from the NCAA finals in Indiana crashed this morning.
At the time of the accident, there was low cloud ceilings, as well as fog and maybe some mist and light rain.
Everyone aboard was killed. This is AP Radio News. The return of Tiger Woods later this week to competition is focusing a lot of attention on the Masters.
The former number one player in the world makes a comeback from his latest layoff, ranked 111th, his lowest since 1996. Woods is playing for the first time since February 5th. That's when he abruptly left competition, saying his game wasn't acceptable and wouldn't return until it was. He has pronounced his game finally there. Coincidentally, it comes at his favorite golf course, where he's won 4 green jackets. In practice rounds, Woods has shown signs of his old dominant self, but also signs of the play that sent him to the sidelines 2 months ago. We'll find out how his game is in the heat of competition Thursday when he tees off in the next-to-last group. Jim Militello, Augusta.
Leonard Nimoy's daughter is planning a documentary about the disease that claimed her father's life. Julie Nimoy and her fiancé are developing a film to help those with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease known as COPD. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.